following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Beat Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, friends, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. How you doing, pal?
I'm a little stressed, but more excited than stressed because I'm heading out of town for 24 hours to an undisclosed city to do something.
Okay.
And as soon as I can announce it, I will. And
okay.
Then I'm going straight from that other city directly to Vegas. And I feel very guilty about that because I'm not going to be able to drive or be with my family as they're heading to Vegas as well. We're all going there already because I'm going to begin rehearsals for the Chippendales show, which I'm going to be hosting from July 26th through September 3rd, Labor Day Sunday. So all of August. And I just cannot wait. It's going to be the best, most joyous, life-affirming 6 weeks for me. Less distraction, just work and fun, and no taking the kids to school. I am ready. I need this bad.
I might have to come visit you in Vegas.
Come. Everybody's welcome. The meet and greet option is available if you purchase your tickets for Chippendales. That's one of the tiers of packages they sell. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, man. Really good.
How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Non-eventful.
You did nothing?
No, not really. Had a pasta night last night. A lot of pool, a lot of around the house stuff. Nothing crazy.
You didn't leave your house once?
I went to Costco. Oh, got a new phone.
That's adventurous. All day Saturday, I spent packing for Vegas, and I was so happy to do nothing else. Friday at 9 p.m., I went out to make a collaboration video with these two really popular YouTubers.
Okay.
Like, one of them is the fifth most followed person on YouTube. And you probably have no idea who he is.
Give me the name.
Germán Garmendia.
Nope.
He's the most popular subscribed Spanish language YouTuber, although now he's making videos in English. He has two YouTube channels, and they each have over 25 million subscribers. It's insane. Insane. So hopefully by doing this collab with them, I'll get a little bit shine on both of the platforms. So I did that. And then the last thing I wanted to do, I don't even know why I did it. I have guilt issues and, you know, it's somebody who's been good to me. I had to go to a freaking birthday party. So dead ass tired. It was the last thing I wanted to. And it was at this place in East Hollywood where there was literally no parking. I spent close to 20 minutes. I am not exaggerating. Oh,
nobody cares. Tell us about the party.
To 20 minutes trying to find parking. The place was really cool, though. I'm glad I was there for 30 minutes. So that was fun. And then Sunday, I got invited by the Museum of Ice Cream to an ice cream social. I'm like, oh my God, how fun. I haven't been to the Museum of Ice Cream yet. I get there and I'm like, wait a minute, GPS must be wrong or something. I'm like, there's such a long line. And it turns out the Museum of Ice Cream is closed. And this was just a pop-up ice cream social they were hosting.
Because Sunday was National Ice Cream Day.
Yes. And they were hosting it at a park. And I was not prepared for the park. Like, I went dressed in a motherfucking sweater. I had a sweater on and it was 90 something on Sunday.
My God.
Whatever. Anyways, let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay.
After all of that. Let's start off by talking about something other than me or you, but mainly me. But also something that went down this weekend in Los Angeles. This is not speculation. It's not conjecture. She was there. She was photographed leaving. Demi Lovato, who a couple of weeks ago wrote a song about falling off the wagon and no longer being sober, was partying at a club, Warwick Club in Los Angeles, and she stayed until just before 3 a.m. Sunday morning. If I was somebody that has struggled with addiction and recently had a lapse in sobriety, hitting the club and staying till 3 a.m. probably isn't a good idea. You know,
why?
Nothing good happens past 2 in the morning, first. Secondly, you're surrounded by people that are drinking and or doing drugs.
But Perez, you're always going to be. Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Not live your life if she wants to go out and go dancing? What is she supposed to do? I feel you over 2 o'clock. I mean, I don't think there's anything going on, especially in L.A. after 1 o'clock, actually.
Well, yes, I'm not naive, and she should do all the normal things, but not right now is what I'm saying. I started off by saying she recently fell off the wagon. So I would just think the timing of it is not ideal. And this next part is conjecture. I don't know if any of this is fact, but according to reports, family, friends, and even more business associates of Demi's have cut ties with her or giving her tough love because they claim that, you know, she's not well right now. You know, I would just avoid the club scene for a while. Like, what's the need? I don't get it.
Hmm.
From Demi Lovato to one of her peers, Ariana Grande, she has the number one song in pop radio.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still don't even love that No Tears Left to Cry song, but whatever. She released another song, God is a Woman. Did you listen to that?
I did.
What'd you think?
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all either.
Mm-mm.
And this, was that song Bed an official second single?
Yes.
I would think so. Yeah, because there was a music video and everything, right?
Yes, yes.
With Nicki Minaj. That did not do well, right?
No.
Yeah. I don't really like it either. I think it'll be a hit.
I don't. I don't think it's going to get a lot of play at all. I think it's going to come and go pretty quickly.
Well, the music video got a lot of people talking. Did you watch the video? You don't watch
videos. I did not. No, I missed that.
I watched clips of it. Like, I'm so not into the... I listened to the song first, and after I was not into the song, I was like, I don't even care. Like, I watched clips of it, and it was, like, weird and sexual. Apparently, Madonna has a cameo in the video. Like, she plays the voice of God, which is cool. So, yeah. Anyways, that happened. Over in Italy, George Clooney was hospitalized after getting into a scooter accident, which was wild. There was video of this. Did you see that?
I didn't see the video. My girlfriend told me about it. He was going pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. He went flying off the scooter. It's so scary.
He had a motorcycle accident in New York about a decade ago. I do recall because he was dating some model and I think she was on the bike with him. And I think it happened over in New Jersey. I don't know. After getting hit once on a bike, I think that would be it for me. You know, I think I would be like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Lots of wacky news today. More wacky. That was more scary than wacky. I'm working towards the wacky now.
Mm-hmm.
Tori Spelling. Did you read any of this?
No, I saw that she's doing the rounds.
Well, she is doing some remodeling or something's going down at her house. So she's staying at the Four Seasons Westlake Village, which is not cheap, okay? For somebody that has money issues, like you're staying at a fancy hotel. And the Four Seasons, I guarantee you, is not letting her stay there for free. They maybe are giving her a discount, but a discount at the Four Seasons may be like 10% off.
Yeah.
Which is like, wow, you're paying $400 a night instead of, you know, $450 or $500 or whatever.
Right.
She claimed on social media, Tori Spelling, that her 15-month-old son, Beau, was stabbed by nails at the arcade there, which, I mean, I don't want to call her a liar, but just seems sketchy. Part of me just does not believe her, especially because of all the money issues. Like, part of me is like being a cynic or a conspiracy theorist. Like, maybe she's just trying to get a free hotel stay.
Trying to get a free room out of all this.
Well, don't you remember she's also suing Benihana?
What?
Allegedly,
she got burned
at the Benihana.
She got burned at Benihana, yes.
Yeah, so she's suing Benihana. Now her son gets stabbed the Four Seasons. Like, she's a scammer now, trying to, like, get money from lawsuits or something.
She's like an ambulance chaser.
Exactly. Wild. Well, from Tori Spelling to Chrissy Teigen, she was in her car recently pumping breast milk, and a paparazzo was taking photos of her.
Okay.
Do you think that was an invasion of privacy?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what if you don't see any boob?
I still do. Something should be private. And I get that you're a public person or whatever the term is that the paparazzi will use in court or, you know, when you're out in Gen Pop, everything is fair game. I disagree. I don't think everything should be fair game. I don't think upskirt pictures should be fair game and should be published. And, you know, just because you can have a camera out there doesn't mean that you should be able to take intimate moments. And I would say breastfeeding is an intimate moment. I'm not saying that nobody should not be able to do it out in public. Of course they should, but they should be able to do it without a fear of being recorded and released. That's obnoxious.
Oh, I agree. The good news is I don't think anybody has published these photos, but yeah, I agree with you.
You wouldn't publish that if it was free, would you?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I don't publish photos of celebrity children that are paparazzied out and about. I respect a lot of things. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like publishing photos at funerals. Mm-hmm. I don't like publishing photos of people going to visit somebody sick in the hospital, things like that.
Wow. So, good to know.
Yeah. Also wacky news. Kylie Jenner landed on the cover of Forbes magazine being touted as the youngest self-made billionaire. And a lot of people had some strong opinions about Kylie being described as self-made.
Yeah.
Her sister, Kim Kardashian, came out recently in defense of Kylie. And let me read to you what she said.
Okay.
I really didn't get it because she is self-made. We are all self-made. What? Because we came from a family that has had success? To me, that doesn't really make sense. I know so many people like that who haven't turned out to be as successful as Kylie. If anything, I've seen the complete opposite. Now, has she become even more successful, or has she achieved great success?
100%. Yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
But is she self-made? No.
Hell no.
Just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not self-made. He would not have made his money if it weren't for his dad.
Right. Somebody
like Jennifer Lopez, she's self-made.
Self-made.
Absolutely. Perez Hilton.
Hilton.
Self-made.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
totally.
Not. I used the name Hilton, but I'm still a fucking self-made.
Doesn't matter. You're self-made. You made your own fortune. No one handed you anything. That's what self-made means. She had rich parents to begin with. Like, come on.
Not even one rich parent. Two rich parents.
Yeah, of course.
Kris Jenner was married to Rob Kardashian first, and he was a very wealthy lawyer.
Sure.
Interesting, though. There was another story out about Kylie Jenner. You know, last week we talked about her lips, and the evolution of that is that she's more natural these days because of her daughter. I observed these things. There is a clear and concerted rebrand happening of Kylie Jenner. They are rebranding her.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's happening right before our eyes. And I'm not mad at it. Good on her. She's working on the rebrand, and
she's growing up with her audience, and that's what she's intending on doing. She'll always be famous with people her age group. And if she grows up with them and continues to grow with them, it's not a bad play.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be some new young thing. She's not going to be the it young thing forever. That ends. You know, that has an expiration. It's how you evolve. And, you know, you're right. But that's a really good catch. It's a good point. She's moving into the mom brand.
Yeah. Or not even mom brand, just totally rebranding, like businesswoman, less artificial, less shallow. Although I don't know if I'm buying that just yet.
The jury's still out. Just say that.
Well, speaking of Kylie Jenner, her sister today, Kourtney Kardashian, posted a very Kim-like photo. Did you see that photo?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
It's a photo of her in a bikini from behind. It's a thong bikini. You see a lot of ass. And her boyfriend, Yousef, or wait, I forget the freaking name is. Let me see if I can find out. Who cares?
Yeah.
His name
Boring
is
dot,
Yunus. Younes Benjima. He's a model and he is boring. Yes, she's boring too. They're kind of perfect together. Mm-hmm. She posted that photo with the caption, "Don't be shady, be a lady." And he responded and left a comment, "That's what you need to show to get likes." Wow.
I like this guy already. We should talk about him more. You know what? He's all of a sudden has a personality. I like him.
Unless that was all staged for drama. That's a possibility too.
Could be. Yeah.
Could be. That's totally your angle. You're the one that believes crap like that.
No, that one requires too much thought. I believe he probably just said that. I don't know if he did it. I don't know if he had understood what he was saying. I think he was maybe being tongue in cheek, but I don't know if he ran that by her first.
Or maybe he meant to send it to her in direct message.
You know, if it was Kim, I would believe that it was manufactured. But the fact that it's
please.
Mrs. Boring, I don't think so.
If it's Kim, Kanye is literally telling her what to do.
And maybe.
Where to get naked and how often. No. Oh, God. Now I'm going to have people saying, it's totally Kim and her body and her doing, and Kanye had nothing to do with it. I was not taking anything away from her. I was just joking at the fact that Kanye loves it. You know, Kanye's talked about, you know, jerking off to her porn tape. Okay. For real.
I know.
Anyways, Khloe Kardashian, meanwhile, is busy in couples therapy with Tristan Thompson. They believe in love, yo. Making it work. In addition to defending Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian also defended her cornrow braids at BeautyCon, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? She definitely knows how to get the people talking, though. Speaking of dysfunctional families, Ewan McGregor's daughter, Clara, called his new girlfriend a piece of trash, literally a piece of trash on Instagram. The daughter, I think, is like 18. Let me check. Clara McGregor is 22, even older.
Ooh. Wow, she's an adult.
Yeah, she's 22 years old and called the new girlfriend a piece of trash. Is that appropriate?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Family stuff.
Exactly.
Doesn't need to be aired out on the gram.
I agree. Thankfully, Ewan McGregor did not respond publicly at all, even though he has Instagram as well, I think.
It's got to be hard when your dad's famous and, you know, he's probably dating somebody younger and your upbringing was probably different. And I don't know. It's hard. I just wish that, you know, these people, celebrities, would take some class or something when they're teenagers or when their kids are teenagers and say, look, never do you put this stuff online, ever. There's no need. It's not going to get you anywhere.
It almost reminds me of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, because if the family is not supportive of a relationship, I don't think it's going to work. Like, after this daughter calls the girlfriend a piece of trash, how do you recover from that publicly?
Publicly, I don't know.
Not even publicly, but the fact that it's like, I don't know. Do you recover?
I think you do. I think you get to the root of the problem and you talk about it. And if you're a good dad, you'll listen and, you know, you'll let the daughter talk out her reasonings for.
Well, the daughter alleges for saying that she's the homewrecker. So if that's the case, then this relationship is doomed.
Maybe not. You know, maybe they could work through it.
We'll see. On to lighter news. Cardi B has welcomed her first child into the world, a baby girl. Her name is Culture Kiari Cephas. Culture with a K. What do you think of the name?
It sucks, but, you know, if that's the kind of name you want for your kid, good for you. I mean,
you straight up said it sucks.
It sucks. I wouldn't name a kid Culture. Culture Booker sounds stupid. I don't know. It just sounds like a wacky name to me, but there's wackier. I don't understand saddling a kid with a terrible name for the rest of their life. I don't get that. But, you know, some people want to do that because they think they're special.
I wish she would have even like if she would have flipped it and called her cultura, that would have been cooler. I was hoping that she would like pay homage to her Latin roots and at least give the baby a Spanish language middle name.
Yeah.
But congratulations. She's doing it up, living the mommy life.
Congrats on the dumb name.
Yeah. Speaking of rappers, G-Eazy is suffering the consequences of his arrest in Sweden earlier this year for cocaine possession and assault, which he pled guilty to.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently, you know, by pleading guilty to it, they were able to like be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because it happened.
Yeah.
He, as a result of that, was just denied entry into Canada, where he was supposed to perform at a music festival. I would not be surprised if that happened in other countries.
I don't know what other countries do that. I know Canada does for sure. If you have something on your record, and I don't know how long it is, if it's a decade or what the time frame is, but yeah, they, because it's on your passport. It's, you know, anything that you do, that's why you have a passport. It's really just your record of what you've done and what you haven't done. And, you know, they know that they don't want those kind of people in their country.
I'm sure there are other countries that.
Maybe they do. You're probably right.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know what? No, you're not coming in. Sorry.
I would not want to risk it if I was a tour promoter or a festival organizer.
Right.
I don't know how that works. But in more music related news, that radio DJ who was found guilty of groping Taylor Swift has the audacity to give a new interview where he claims that Taylor Swift ruined his life.
You're going to blame her?
He was able to get another job in radio. He's currently working in radio.
Wow.
In a small market in Mississippi. He used to work in Denver, which is
I think he changed his name too.
Yeah, but he's still working in radio, and his boss knew what he had done, and the boss is a Trump person and wanted to like whatever. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. He said, "How can you live with yourself? You ruined my life. I was not ready for the photograph, blah, 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 blah."
Oh, shut up.
"Now I'm afraid to even talk to women. I feel like I'm in a prison. I'm not myself anymore. I don't even go near women."
This sounds like a good thing. It's the best thing that's ever happened to women. Taylor took one for everybody. Thank you, Taylor.
I agree. Well, speaking of women, Jada Pinkett Smith revealed that when she was younger, she had a sex addiction.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's sexy, too.
Yeah. I have nothing to add, but that was...
You know, we're getting a lot out of this, whatever this Facebook show is.
I know. I love it.
You know, Jada and Will Smith are in the press now more than they've ever been. And they've got some really interesting stories. And I'm really compelled by these two now. Like, I kind of want more. I'm even thinking about maybe I'll go check out the show. But the nuggets that come out of it have been top shelf.
Well, the sex addiction one was from her Facebook Watch show. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, Reese Witherspoon is getting her own show, too. Did you hear that?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say she had a sex addiction, too.
No.
Crap. Well,
But I think that Jada has set the bar so high now. If you're a celebrity and you're doing some kind of talk show, if you're not willing to be fully transparent and bear it all, I don't know if it'll work.
I agree with you 100%. First of all, you have to have money. You have to have a lot of it where there are no repercussions to your honesty. When you claim that you've, you know, done things that maybe other people wouldn't do or wouldn't agree with, you got to be willing to kind of put all your chips on the table when you do something like that. And if you do it and you're not interesting, then nobody's going to watch. You know, I don't know how interesting Reese Witherspoon's actually going to be. But maybe she is. Maybe she was a sex addict.
Well, she needs to, one of the first episodes, address that arrest of hers.
Oh, yeah. And talk about that and how embarrassing it was and be really honest about it. I mean, what she said was pretty funny. I mean, just be honest about it. Have some fun with it. You know,
she needs to talk about what it's like having an ex-husband that's accused of sexual assault. Like, how does that affect you? How does that affect your relationship with him? Like, I need to hear these things in your
parenthood.
Concept.
How does it affect parenthood? You know, these are all really great talk. You're right. And if these aren't, If it's not even hinted on episode one that that's what we're going to talk about, then I'm out.
Exactly.
But you're exactly right. She's got the stories in her.
Yeah.
There is so much that happens in Hollywood, and there's so many of these stories. And if you've ever really known any true A-list celebrities, and I have, there are stories that would just blow your mind.
Tell us one anonymously.
There's no possible way. Not going to do it.
It's don't tell us who the celebrity is.
Can't do it. My circle, it's not big enough. If I swam in the pool of celebrity where you couldn't pinpoint it and figure it out, I may, but I don't.
Well,
my
stories are easy.
I just can't tell you. I'm just not going to tell. But my point is, some of these stories are so unbelievable that you can't believe them.
One of my favorite things. Okay, this is juicy. I won't say who, but in my day, I've known many a pop star. Okay,
sure, yeah,
female pop star, many.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And this is not giving it away to anyone, but
Katy Perry.
One of the female pop stars was always so jealous of another female pop star.
Really?
Because she claimed that the other female pop star did so many drugs and people never talked about it.
And that's nothing. I mean, that's a petty one. Oh, man. I know one. Oh, man. I got a good one. There's one.
Yeah.
There's,
tell us.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. Because this one, there's no way. Let me think about this. Is there any way this can come back on me? I just know about one A-level pop star.
Yeah.
Really, really made the rounds. And I used to hear some of these stories and I was blown away. I was like, no way.
A female pop star?
I'm not going to say.
Well, whatever. Madonna got around a lot.
She talked about it. Hell, she wrote a book about it. It was sex. Madonna didn't care. She was fierce. That's why I love her. I like the people who show you exactly who they are. That's badass. That's why Madonna is a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid of anything.
I love me some Madonna.
Oh my God.
A couple updates on Justin Bieber. Last week, I spoke about Stephen Baldwin being so excited, blah, blah, blah. Well, Justin Bieber, according to reports, made sure to get Stephen Baldwin's blessing before asking Haley Baldwin to say, I do. I made a video with my mom where I asked her that hypothetical, like if my sister's boyfriend had been dating her for a month, and if he asked you for her hand in marriage, would you say yes? She said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Your mom said no.
Yeah. She's like, 4 weeks is not enough. I wouldn't either. But then again, the Bieber situation is different because they've known each other for like a decade and have dated before. In that instance, I may reconsider.
Now, do you think Stephen Baldwin asked for a loan then, or do you think he's going to wait for right around Christmas time?
Right now, the daughter's wiring some funds.
The money's coming in hot.
She gave him, Haley, allegedly bought. I'll put bought in air quotes.
Okay.
Bought Justin Bieber his own diamond ring to celebrate the engagement. However, I found it very telling that the jeweler posted a photo of him with Haley and Justin.
Yeah.
So she either got that ring for free or like 75% off.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee you.
Yeah.
Also, this was super interesting to me. Justin Bieber has had a falling out with his pastor.
I read this.
The Hillsong Church dude.
Huh.
I actually think that is great news.
I don't.
No? Why?
Because whatever this church has done for him, he has definitely seemingly gotten his aura back into check. He seems like a happy, functioning, sincere guy. He seems more plugged into himself. And I think it maybe came from the religion and the church, and I think it did. So I don't know if it's a good thing that he's getting away from this church. Yes, this church seems a little wacky, but I got to be honest with you. Doesn't all church seem a little wacky to you? It does to me.
Well, this pastor does seem extra wacky, and he's like the cool pastor, and he dresses all hipster and stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
He's like the church camp pastor, you know, that's got a guitar and sings songs about God and stuff.
And he also was like having a lot of influence on Bieber's professional life. And I don't know. I think it's a good thing. He can still have a relationship with God or a different church or whatever. Like,
yeah,
your pastor, your church doesn't define your relationship with God.
No, whatever happened, and I maybe it even wasn't the church, but I'm assuming that it was, but it seemed to have grounded him. And I think that's a good thing for him. So I don't know, to see him get away from that. I just hope he sticks with the spirituality, whatever it is, however he found his way to that church or to his own spirituality. I hope he continues with that, with her, and, you know, it'll be a better relationship if so, I think.
In statements that echoed what that Taylor Swift DJ said, Henry Cavill was criticized recently for statements that he made about Me Too, saying that he is now hesitant to pursue women for fear of being, quote, called a rapist or something.
Did he say rapist?
Yes.
Well, that was dumb.
The exact quote is rapist or something. I don't think it was, I don't even think it was that dumb. I'm actually going to side with him on this one. Like, he probably didn't articulate himself that well, but I think his intentions weren't bad. His intentions were, I need to be very careful and I don't want to cross any lines, even if I'm flirting or whatever. And
Yeah, my only point is to the usage of the word rape in the statement about the Me Too movement or his fear of dating in Hollywood. Everything he's saying, well, that's just his feeling. If he feels that way, that's fine. My only problem is, you know, using the word rape's a little much. But I agree with what you're saying and his sentiments. And if he does have a fear of dating in Hollywood now, I think a lot of people have a fear of dating in Hollywood now.
Yeah, I don't. Because I'm not doing any. Wah, wah. Whatever. An update also from something that we talked about last week. Last week, I mentioned how I went to go see the Whitney Houston documentary. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that one of the things discussed in that documentary was Whitney Houston's brother alleges that a cousin of his molested him when he was a child repeatedly. And it's also alleged in the movie, the documentary, that the same cousin, female singer Dee Dee Warwick, also molested Whitney. And Whitney shared that news with several, or shared that incident or occurrence or what happened to several people close to her. And those people that Whitney told that to discussed that in the movie. Dee Dee Warwick is dead. She's been dead a while, despite what those close to Whitney say in the movie. And despite her own son saying he was molested, Whitney's mother says she does not believe the allegations. I cannot believe that. Well, actually, that's not true. I totally believe it.
I can believe it. I think family, sometimes there's so much drama that unfolds that half lies become half truths. And I can see a situation where, yes, something like that could have happened. There could have been so much animosity. You're talking about a family that has a lot of fame in it. Dionne Warwick to Whitney Houston to the Bobby Brown. There's a lot of different fame there. So I don't know. I can I see a scenario where it may not be true? Yeah.
It's just unfortunate. Also, because they're kind of like birds of a feather. Michael Jackson news that I found interesting. He too was abused as a child. Mm-hmm. By his own father, not sexually abused, but physically abused. And were maybe this, some people claim that they had heard this before, but I had never heard this before. It was claimed by Michael Jackson's former doctor, Conrad Murray, that Joe Jackson had Michael Jackson chemically castrated when he was young. I don't even know what that entails.
I don't either.
Nor do I necessarily want to know.
No, nor do I.
That's pretty awful. Awful, awful, awful. Also, speaking of awful news, I'm just going to mention it, but we'll breeze through this because I don't want to linger on the awful news, awful men segment. Russell Simmons has been accused of raping yet another woman. Now, the total number of women that have alleged rape and or sexual assault at the hands of Russell Simmons is over 10.
Wow.
And that's just wild to me, because that just goes to show you, like, not everybody has the whispers and the rumors and the awful reputation that Harvey Weinstein did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, I believe 10 plus women. I believe them. Like, you know, if it's one, I mean, one woman, sure. I'm not saying I don't believe one woman, but if it's just one woman coming forward, I like, as I've discussed on this podcast before, you have to believe mm-hmm. the woman, but also believe that, okay, there is a possibility that the person is innocent. But with 10 plus women coming forward, I'm sorry, but I believe he's guilty. Awful. The former, allegedly former drug addict, Lamar Odom, is moving to China.
Okay.
This is not a joke. He announced it on his social media, and it's so weird because I'm not even sure what he's going to be doing in China. I don't think he's going to play sports there. He signed a global management contract with 90 Plus Group, and the company, they, quote, create new intellectual property, new content, and new branding to focus on the creation of content and intellectual property for branding purposes.
Wow.
I have no idea what the company does. I do know that China has very strict anti-drug laws, though. So if he gets in trouble with the law there over drugs, he's in serious trouble. That's all I'm saying.
Are the Kardashians big in China?
No clue.
Question is, is he surfing off of that Kardashian fame wave?
Maybe. That would be smart, because China is a huge, you know, it's the biggest country in the world. It's the most people. It's a huge market. So if they start talking about you and giving you a lot of attention, you could be a huge star in China. Anyways, speaking of athletes, Hulk Hogan has been reinstated to the WWE Hall of Fame 3 years after he had his Hall of Fame membership taken away following his N-word controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Should he have been reinstated? And if so, how soon? Or do you even care?
I don't know if I care enough. I don't actually remember the controversy.
It was something that he said during his sex tape.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to criticize someone in a private moment that we're probably not supposed to have a copy of in the first place. It doesn't dismiss it, but I don't know. I don't know if I care.
Allegedly, he, you know, has been doing a lot of community service and blah, 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 blah. In other news, TV related, Bravo has greenlit a new talk show that's going to be airing after Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. And it's called Real Men Watch Bravo. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be hosted by Jerry O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of uproar, basically a lot of like butthurt people that were upset by that title, Real Men Watch Bravo.
Oh, whatever.
They thought it was homophobic. I'm like, that's not homophobic.
It's not homophobic, no. I know Jerry a little bit, and I reached out. I'm like, if you need some help on that show, give me a yell. Radio silence. Thanks, Jerry. Thought we were pals.
I know Jerry as well.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I tweeted him, and he responded, no radio silence to me.
Huh, well, see what's happening now. Somebody's got himself a new talk show, doesn't want to talk to the little people anymore. Okay. Don't let me start telling stories about you, Jerry, because I got a few.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us one.
No. Real men keep their mouths shut.
That's a good title. Real. Mm-hmm. Oh, that could be read in many different ways.
I know.
Well, speaking of TV stars, Dancing with the Stars alum Cheryl Burke reveals that she just met the sister she never knew she had.
Wow, that's crazy.
Went 30 plus years without knowing she had a sister.
Hmm.
Very crazy. Also, back to some more extra bonus music news. Harry Styles has come out again. Earlier this year, we talked on the podcast about how he had this song in which he sings about kissing dudes. And to me, I'm like, that's coming out. Like, no, I don't think, a heterosexual singer would write a song about
kissing. He's a provocative singer that talks to impressionable young girls. Come on. But continue.
Well, during his concert this weekend in Los Angeles, he said, "We're all a little bit gay."
So how is that coming out?
He just admitted to being a little bit gay. There are plenty of heterosexual men who would never say, "I'm a little bit gay."
Okay, I'm very heterosexual, I think. And I would have no problem saying.
You're a little bit gay?
I do a podcast about Hollywood stuff.
That doesn't make you gay.
Okay, but the point is, it can be taken tongue in cheek. You could sit and say, well, it's a little bit gay that I do.
No.
You know, that I watch Vanderpump Rules.
He means that he makes out with guys or more.
Mm-hmm. In your mind, that's what it means.
Well, then he's queer baiting in a really intense and bad way.
Okay. Well, there's another conversation right there.
If according to you, he's not gay, then he's queer baiting and I don't like it. According to me, he has really come out this year twice.
And you're available.
Sure, I would date Harry Styles.
He's such a star, that kid. I love him. See, that could be taken a little gay.
No, that's not gay at all.
I don't think it is either, but some people could say it's a little gay. If you're, you know, loaded with machismo. I'm not.
That's stupid. Anyways.
I know it's dumb. There's a lot of dumb things that are said, but whatever.
Miley Cyrus has deleted all her Instagram photos. So a lot of people are unsure what that means. I think and hope maybe it's a new era of Miley that's coming real soon. That'd be exciting.
Maybe it's just one that hates social media.
Or that.
I think that's the next wave. I think a lot of people are going to say, you know what? I'm done with this.
Well, if you don't need it for your job, or like if you're really rich or whatever, you can do whatever the hell you want, then great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, the Black Eyed Peas are back with a new song and a new music video. They're going to be releasing a new album soon. Fergie is not in it.
Okay.
Dumb.
Good luck with that, guys.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like it. I mean, it's clearly not a radio song or a radio hit, but it's very reminiscent of their earlier stuff, if you liked any of that. Very hip-hop.
I did. Yeah. Very hip-hop.
Ariana Grande, whom we spoke about at the beginning of the podcast, is on the cover of the new issue of Elle magazine. And I love that she's being a little, and this is, I would say it's a comparison. I'm not going to say it's a diss. It's not a diss. This is not a diss of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Unlike Taylor Swift, Ariana says that she's not going to be afraid to talk about politics and to talk about things she thinks are important to her, especially after everything that happened in Manchester. So I appreciate her for using her voice to speak out about things that she believes in. Mm-hmm. Also, an update on a story we spoke about last week, Scarlett Johansson in that movie where she plays a transgender man. Mm-hmm. Well, she has dropped out of that movie. And she has apologized for her insensitive statement that she released after it was announced that she was cast in it.
What was the statement?
Something along the lines of, you know, ask Jared Leto or ask Jeffrey Tambor and blah, blah, blah. Basically listing all of the heterosexual, or the exact term, all of the cis-born people, which is the term for non-trans, all of these cis-born people that have played trans people in film and TV. It was almost being dismissive of the trans actors that were unhappy about it.
Right.
So she's dropped out of the movie and blah, blah, blah. An update, that awful Thomas Markle, Meghan Markle's dad, continues to be awful. He is threatening to go to London and track down his daughter. Insane.
Oh, go away.
He also says that she looks terrified in recent public outings. And he is not the only Markle making headlines. Meghan's sister, Samantha, according to reports, is going to be appearing on Celebrity Big Brother UK.
Really?
Which is the one that I did. And I have to say, that's brilliant casting.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if they would have cast the dad, that would have been even better.
Yes. He would do it.
He would do it. Yeah, I know. Yep. Screw this sister. Get the dad.
Yeah.
And finally, you know what you said earlier about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith? I feel exactly the same way about Jen Garner. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Garner only joined Instagram either this year or late last year, and she is one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. Do you follow her on Instagram?
I should. She's a West Virginia girl. Like, I'm a West Virginia guy. I should support my home state.
Getting to know the real her, or at least the her that she wants us to see, getting to mm-hmm. see this side of her has made me fall in love. I've always liked her, but I mm-hmm. am in love with her now. I love Jennifer Garner. She just seems like a gem of a human being. I've always said that. You know, she put up with Ben Affleck for so long. Seems like a great mom. And it's just like, I would love to be in a non-sexual relationship with her. I may even be in a sexual relationship with her. Maybe. Mm. I don't know. No.
No. It's that whole vagina thing you'd have to deal with.
Well, it's so weird because, like, if she were to transition and become a man.
Let's take some calls. You're an
idiot. I would be into her.
Hi, guys. I love the podcast. I had a question and a comment for Perez. So I can understand where you're coming from when you say that a trans actor should portray a trans character. But don't you think that having someone high profile like Scarlett Johansson ultimately gives the film more exposure, which then sheds more light on the story and the message? I know that it would be great to be in a place where there would be trans actors that are very well known and can step into that role. But ultimately, perhaps that's something that can happen down the line once people are more exposed to trans issues and it can be seen as something that people are more comfortable with for those that aren't already. It's kind of a way of getting your foot in the door to open their minds and open their hearts. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
My thoughts are, in situations like this, like if you have Black people telling you that something is bothering the Black community, you shouldn't try to white-splain it and ignore what Black people are telling you. So if trans people are saying that that is problematic, you should listen to trans people and not say, well, yeah, but this or but that, and because of this and because of that. No, just listen to what the people are telling you. And yeah, overwhelmingly, trans people were not happy with that. Period.
I agree with you to an extent. Up until the point when it comes to that this is a movie and this is a business and the job of a movie is to put asses into seats. You're not making art here. You're trying to make money. People are investing in a movie. And when you have a superstar like Scarlett Johansson, you're guaranteed a certain amount of looks, certain amount of box office. And this is a business.
Man.
That's it. That's my only point. But I do understand what you're saying. I think we should listen to what other people say, or people that are offended or find something problematic. We should listen and put the conversations on the table. But when you start, like, you know, now she's out of the movie and who knows what's going to happen. Maybe it doesn't even get made now. That's her point.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Perez. This is Nani from Florida, a longtime follower of Perez.
Thank you.
Can usually get in line with Booker, but I do not agree on what he said about Heather Locklear's lawsuit from the EMT. I am a nurse, and if a patient violently attacks me as I am trying to give them medical treatment, I think there's potential for a lawsuit. You can't treat medical staff, no matter if you're intoxicated or you're sick, in an aggressive, violent manner. Thanks.
Good call. My stepdad was an EMT, and I heard a lot of great stories over the years of things that happened, and it's kind of just par for the course. And if you're going to tell me that 85-pound Heather Locklear at 60 years old is really a threat to a person that is skilled at emergency service at dealing with drunks and then some all night long, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to chuckle at you a little bit. But your point is valid, and you're right, nobody should be attacked. But in this situation, the one we're talking about, come on now.
Ooh, child.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name is Taylor. Perez, I've been a fan for over 10 years, so I'm so happy to be calling in today. My question is, why are you so critical of Kylie as a mother? She's not even 20 years mm-hmm. old yet, and she's already on her way to becoming a billionaire. She's done nothing but prioritize her child as number one since the day she became pregnant. And I could understand your reaction on last week's podcast if this was maybe 10 years ago and we were talking about Paris, Nicole, or Lindsay, but we're not. I need to understand why you won't give her the credit she deserves. Are you maybe a little jealous of her? I could totally see that. I love you guys. I love what you're doing, and I can't wait to see if I'm featured. Bye.
No, I'm not jealous of Kylie
Jenner.
Yes,
you are. You're jealous of the money.
No, well, yes. Sure, but I'm not jealous of her lifestyle. I'm not even jealous of that money. No, I don't want that much money. I don't need that much money. I'm very realistic with my number. So no, I'm not jealous of that at all. The jury's still out. Like, I don't know. Like, I have to wait. Like, she's been a mom just a few months. I don't know. Like, we have to wait and see.
You're not giving her any room.
Well, I haven't said she's a bad mom either, but, you know, I've set the bar high.
Hi, guys. My name's Sophia. I have two questions, mainly for Perez. One, were your daughter's names inspired by RBD/Rebelde, the Mexican soap opera and Mexican music group? I just found it so funny and curious that your two daughters have a slight connection to that. One of the band members is Maite or Maite, whichever way you want to pronounce. And then the other band members, a character in the soap opera was named Mia. Really love those names, and your daughters are super cute. So I was just curious about that. The second question I have is, I was wondering who you guys think is the new crop of like true Hollywood A-listers and who's going to be coming up and having that Hollywood star power a la Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, and that sort of era that I grew up with. Anyways, love the podcast.
No, I didn't even watch that show, RBD, Rebelde. I named Mia and my mom named Maite. That's how that happened. Mm-hmm. And as for the A-listers, easy. Cardi B. And in the film world, Timothée Chalamet.
Okay.
Which not just because I love him and he was Oscar nominated for Call Me By Your Name, but I just today read a report that he's in final talks, but that's bullshit. When a story leaks that somebody's in final talks, that means it's happening. He's in final talks to star in a reboot of the sci-fi franchise Dune, and that they plan to make it a franchise, like multiple movies.
I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, I think the future is very black. I do. I think a lot of black actors are really going to start pushing through. That is where our culture is. That is where our music is. I think there's going to be some names coming up and through the pipe. And I think there's the lead from Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yes. Big star. I mean, you could just look at the guy, big star. I think we're due for a change. And movies have definitely cooled off. It's either superheroes or bust right now. It's television shows. And by the way, Sharp Objects, I'm 2 weeks into the new HBO show with Amy Adams. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. If you guys want to get on a show early. It's so good. And I guess the books were great. I didn't read them, but the show is so, so good. So I'm all in.
Did you ever watch that Jennifer Beal show, The Sinner?
You know, it's so funny you should say that. Kellen sticks in and she stopped because she's like, you got to get caught up. And she says it's great. So yeah, I'm going to start on that. I just haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will get to it.
Somebody at the gym was talking to me about it today.
Kellen swears by it. Says it's great.
This sounds like Booker's kind of show.
Yeah, that's what she said too. It's really good.
Well, that was lovely. Thank you, everybody. And next week I'll be coming at you from Vegas.
How about that? No kidding. All right, cool. All right. 800-721-1185. Give us a follow. Give us a call. We could use more of your calls, and we'll do this again next week. One of us from Vegas, one right here from Los Angeles. So we'll see you next week.
See ya.